This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
All right, so I don't know if you heard this, but Kim Kardashian may possibly be seeing someone, a football player.
Ooh.
Odell Beckham Jr.
No.
Is he a previous football player or current?
No.
Tell me the truth.
No, he's balling.
Who does he play for?
No.
Who does he play for?
Not OBJ.
I have no idea who he plays for. I've heard of him.
Well, he with the Ravens now, but.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay, well, hear me out. They're saying they've been spending time together. Some are trying to say they're just friends. And I don't know if that's true or not. But a lot of time between Kim Kardashian and Odell Beckham Jr. hanging out.
What?
You can't see them together? What? Can you see them? You're not saying
this
anything.
Tell me your thoughts.
I don't know anything about him.
OBJ.
What's he like?
He's already plagued by injuries.
And now
he's attached to the Kardashian curse.
Oh, yeah, he's screwed.
It's over for my boy. Call it a wrap.
Yeah, no, you date a Kardashian, something really bad's going to happen in the next few years. Or you were already a bad person and you're just going to get... It's going to be exposed because of the cameras.
They're hanging out.
But that's the thing. We should stop blaming the Kardashians for the way the men behave and start blaming the men for the way the men behave. How about that?
Touche.
But I know what you're saying. There is a curse.
As far as I know, the Kardashians and athletes is normally not going to end well, but I'm going to knock on wood for them because I don't want to be negative. I don't want to be negative.
Well, the curse isn't that if you date them, something's going to happen. The curse is that if they pick you, something's wrong with you. See what I mean? I'm just saying. Oops, I did it again. I took a bite of my food.
What?
Right before we went on the air. I'm hungry. It's 6:27.
Hear me out. Ain't nobody going to fault you.
No, it's my fault.
Because honestly, if we got like 5-10 seconds, I'm going to squeeze a bite in too.
I shouldn't have. I shouldn't have known better.
Well, I never know better and I concur with you. But if you feel bad about it, that's your thing.
Listen, I felt bad because I was supposed to talk and then I had a mouthful of food. But first of all, you look great. Congrats on the new look.
Thanks.
Dizzy. I came in. You left yesterday and you said, I don't know if I'm going to do it, but I may.
I might.
I might cut off my beard today.
Yeah.
And then I came in and you cut off your beard.
I'll see what my barber thinks.
Oh, what? You don't like it?
No, I got there and I was like, hey, what you think, man? I'm thinking about just cutting my beard off.
Yeah.
He was like, what?
Yeah.
He's like, no, don't do that.
It was so long.
I was like, why? He was like, man. Well, God, and I've been going to him for years, too. He was like, man, what? Don't do that. Mm-hmm. I was like, I would never cut my beard off. I'm scared to do that. I was like, man, Mondo, I ain't scared to do it.
Well, let me put a before and after up on Instagram as soon as I get a chance so everybody can see you before and after. But I feel like you said this is going to happen a lot.
Yeah, I told him. I was like, I do this all the time.
Yeah.
I'll cut my beard. My beard goes back. I have to shave already again. Like, he shaved me clean shaving.
And you've already shaved today?
No, I haven't shaved today. Why would I?
He just cut
my hair yesterday. I'm just saying, I'll have to shave by the time I get to the wedding again on Friday.
Every couple of days.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, it's a guarantee. And I don't even like to shave like that. So this is not going to last.
The beard will be back.
The beard will be back in no time. I might keep it trim. Who knows what I'll do? I might grow it back. I might grow my hair back. I might keep cutting it. You don't know what I'm going to do. I thought about doing a mohawk this morning. It's like, ooh, maybe I'll cut my hair into a mohawk next.
But I was like, do you have enough hair to have a mohawk?
No, I'd have to grow it and then recut it.
And then recut it.
I ain't going to do that, though. I'm past that. I'm not judging
because as a woman, I mean, I'll go days without shaving my legs. I wouldn't want to have to shave every day either.
You kidding me? I got a real sensitive face. I don't like that.
Put a razor on it. Ouch.
Owie.
Well, I'm going to start teaching Owen and Hudson how to shave because I looked over at Owen and Hudson, both in the front seat different times, and I could see the hair on their lip. And I was like, no.
You're starting.
It's the blonde. And it's blonde, but I could see way more. And I go, oh, they're getting a mustache. Puberty is starting.
Bro, I started growing a mustache at like 9-10 years old. Hair starting like just getting a little bit thicker and thicker. By the time I hit middle school, I was shaving.
Yeah.
I got pictures in me in seventh grade like a good little mustache.
No!
It was pencil thin because that's what I liked. That was the style. But I had a little mustache, man.
I feel like that's gonna happen. We're hitting a lot of milestones like that with Owen and Hudson.
Yeah.
We hit another one with Owen I've been dying to tell you about. He finally is sleeping. with the lights out. And I know that may sound ridiculous to some, but this has been 11 years of this argument.
Of lights on.
And we've had the hall light on. And then he's also got a lamp on in his room. And for years, I've tried to come up with other solutions. Nothing. Out of nowhere this week, he said, Mom, I'm going to sleep with the lights out. And he's done it every night this week. I wake up at, 5 a.m. I can see him in his room, lights out. Totally dark. And I'm like,
darkness.
Just one day, you just one day you decided you were ready to sleep with the lights out. I don't know. I don't have a memory of that transition in my childhood.
And did you ask him what happened? Like what switch? Like what he made? Like what it is? Do you have a theory?
I have a theory.
Okay.
He says he just felt like it.
Yeah.
But this Friday night's his first sleepover.
Mm.
So I think because he's going to a sleepover with his friends.
With his boys.
He didn't want to be like in a place where he might need to be in the dark.
Maybe figure it out and be like, uh-oh, now I'm in the dark and I'm scared and I'm
in front of a bunch
of friends that I'm scared of the dark.
See, I grew up though, I had and I had the TV on as a kid all the time. So I started to think, was that how I transitioned from total darkness to I thought I was sleeping with the lights off, but I really
but you
wasn't.
You really weren't?
Because the TV was on.
Yeah, I remember having the TV on as a kid when I did have a TV in my room.
The TV didn't go off in my life until I got a smartphone.
Uh-huh.
And that's when. Yeah, but this is about Owen and the milestones. So I wanted to share with you.
Right,
started with you shaving, which leads to my kids are about to shave. And then the biggest milestone of all is Owen sleeping with the lights out.
Man, we got milestones left and right over here. But that's a big milestone in the kid's life. I remember being scared of the dark, but I don't remember when I stopped being scared of the dark.
I don't either. That I can't remember a transition.
Cause can I be real?
Yeah.
I'm a little scared of the dark still. It's conditional on like what the dark is.
What do you mean? Okay, that's actually fair. Because you can put me in a haunted house and I will know.
Oh, nope.
I'll know everyone's fake and I'll still scream crying and running out of the place.
Me and you both.
Yeah.
Me and you both. After I've swung on everybody in the building.
You are like me. See, every year I've gone to haunted houses, there were other people with me and I was the nut. We're going to be nuts together this year.
Oh, no, you're going to be a nut by yourself because I don't go. I'm not going. My wife will go with you. She'll have all the fun. I'll stay home with the kids.
She can come too, but you're definitely coming. Listen.
Watch me. Watch me not.
So you don't
remember. Watch me nay nay. Watch me not.
You don't remember when it changed, though, the dark. Because you do that thing where, let's say you go down to the basement.
Oh, that I was just about to say.
My kids do it. You know where I'm going with this.
Yep. I run. As soon as the lights go off,
you run.
I run up the stairs. Yep.
Oh, my kids would always leave the lights on. I said, turn the lights off before you come up. And then I would hear the...
Yeah.
But like there's nobody behind you.
You don't know that.
I said you would have seen them.
Do you look back when you run up the stairs?
No.
Exactly. So you don't know what's behind you. And you don't care to know what's behind you because you're running up the stairs from the monster.
True that.
Okay, thank you.
Let's talk about when you stop being afraid of the dark. Maybe you're still afraid of it and you still have a nightlight or sleep with the TV on. We're not judging because we don't even know when we stopped. We think we are still afraid of the dark, honestly.
Not at all. I do sleep in the... I need pitch blackness to sleep now.
Now I do.
I will feel my way around the room, blind if I need to.
Yep.
I'm already blind as it is, so that don't bother me.
Same.
So, I do need it, though.
Well, we're going to take your calls and your texts next. The number is 1-414-533-1037. Somebody said they were having problems calling again. I said, try dialing one first. I don't know what to tell you.
Try the one because we're number one.
We're still afraid of the dark, but we're number one. Do you sleep in the dark or with the lights on? Just admit it.
Talk that talk. You still scared of the dark? Don't lie.
Only when I'm at the bottom of the basement stairs or in a haunted house we discovered.
Exactly.
Otherwise, we're good.
Or a creepy alleyway or a hallway that I've never been in before.
Anything dark where someone's been killed in a movie, I'm running.
Mm-hmm. If it feels haunted, I'm normally scared. And if it's dark, I'm definitely scared.
An old abandoned house because, I'm in those all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Never.
No, the two times I've been in abandoned houses, actually, they were pretty creepy. So I don't like those.
Let's go to the callers. We're talking about how my son, I was so proud of him, finally sleeping with the lights out, full darkness. He's in sixth grade.
Go crazy, young man. Go crazy.
Out on his own, decided. I saw the maturity happen. It was him. It was his choice.
Well, look, you saw a mustache one day, and then the next day he was sleeping in the dark. Coincidence? I think not.
You're right.
I think not. Man's
totally
grown.
Totally different guy.
You start calling him Mr. Thank you very much. He's an adult.
All right, let's go to our boy Ryan, who's calling from Calabama this morning.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, hey. Ryan.
What's the word? What's good?
Are you afraid of the dark? Admit it.
I am afraid of the country dark.
Oh.
Not afraid of the dark. There's a difference.
I mean, I feel like I know, but explain, Ryan. Mm-hmm. What you mean country dark?
Like, you come out by me, it's dark. Like, you ain't seeing 2-3 feet in front of you. It's dark. There ain't no street
lights.
Type.
Yeah, when the street lights have been out every now and then, I'm like, whoa. This is
it's
creepy.
Like a different darkness, yep. You know?
Or when the power goes out.
Country
even,
dark.
It's creepy.
Country dark. Like, last night, I was going to lock the chickens up, and I heard a bunch of noises and screeching, and I was like, what do I got on me for a weapon to throw at whatever's going to come at me?
Where's
you know?
The closest rock?
Yeah, exactly.
But it was too dark.
Weird screeching.
It was too dark. It was country dark.
Oh, my goodness.
So I've experienced country dark, Ryan. You know what I'm saying? Like, I went to school at Lakeland, right? So, naturally, Lakeland
Sheboygan.
Is up in Sheboygan. Sheesh. There's been country back road days where you all of a sudden find yourself in country darkness, and you go, who turned the lights off?
Yeah.
Where's my hand?
You don't know what's going to come get you. You don't know.
No.
Country dark.
Ryan, I wanted to read a comment somebody left on my Facebook. I wanted to read it on the air. Vicky wrote last night. This is a nice comment. She said, love this. Love your boys. I listen to you guys religiously every single day on my way to work. And when I'm at work on the Odyssey app, I love the regulars.
Whoa,
and
let's
you,
go.
And you and DZ make me laugh and get me through my day until 10 a.m. Vicky, mwah, we love you. Chef's kiss.
Chef's kiss. Chef's kiss, Vicky.
I want to read that with one of the regulars on the phone. Mwah.
Nah, you know what it is.
You, Vicky.
Facts, though.
You too, Vicky, could be a regular if you really wanted to be.
Just call 5 days in a row. That's Ryan, right. You already know.
You got it.
But you have to be afraid of the dark.
You don't have to be. It just helps.
Yeah, it just helps you come to be a part of the group.
That's right. We feel closer that way. Thanks for calling, Ryan.
No problem. Happy Wednesday. Thursday.
I don't know what day it is.
Thursday. I don't even know what day it is.
It's Friday? Is Monday?
Who is cares? It
Wednesday? No, it's Saturday.
It's whatever day you want it to be.
Let's go with that, DZ. I'm down.
Later, bro.
Bye.
Later.
All right, let's go to Aaron in Twin Lakes this morning on 3. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Are you afraid of the dark?
Don't lie.
I'm like Ryan. I'm afraid of the country / outside dark.
I feel that. It feels unknown, right?
In the house. Yeah. In the house, in the building, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. But I go deer hunting every year. And I literally run to my deer stand because I'm scared something's going to get me in the middle of the woods.
She's out there killing things, and then she's running away from things. The irony in all of it, by the way.
Yes.
It might be your karma, honestly.
It's the hunter's instinct.
I don't do the haunted houses. I don't do haunted houses anymore just because nowadays people are crazy. And
yeah, but there's also so many people suing. Haunted houses have to be careful what they can and can't do. They can't touch you and all this stuff.
I'm sorry. If a haunted house involves a NDA type contract or I got to disclose that if they put their hands on me, I got to be okay with that. I'm not going.
No,
I'm okay. Thank you.
Exactly.
I'm all right.
Yeah.
Point me to the corn maze.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
my
Aaron.
My fiance and my daughter, they sleep with the TVs on.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's
okay. So that's not that. Yeah, that's absolves the darkness.
Aaron, DZ and I don't know how we didn't know this about each other because we haven't been through a spooky season together yet. This is our first spooky season. We both just learned we're both terrified of haunted houses and have no interest in any of horror movies, none of it. I thought I was the only one. Finally, I met someone who's just like me.
I refuse.
And Aaron's like us too. Amen.
You know what I'm saying? We out here, the trio. The three amigos.
I don't do it. Not anymore.
No, we'll be inside a lit bar, not at a dark haunted house.
Thank you very much.
Bye, Aaron.
Exactly. Have a good day.
You too.
Is Nate still on the line? Oh,
yeah,
good.
We got Nate still on the line.
Nate's in West Bend.
I am.
Good morning, Nate.
Nate's great.
He never heard that.
No, never.
You afraid of the dark,
never.
Nate? Tell us the truth.
So I am not afraid of the dark, but my comment is at what age is it okay to go back to sleeping with the nightlight? Because, you know, every time, you go to your grandparents' house and they have nightlights. So at what age do you go back to using the nightlight?
You know what? What is it, by the way, with grandparents and nightlights? My parents come to town and they're obsessed with having nightlights in every bathroom. This is a thing. I don't know if they're afraid to fall. I don't know what it is with nightlights when you're old.
Wait.
What is it with old people and nightlights?
Y'all don't got nightlights in your bathrooms?
No.
Oh, y'all are crazy.
I just flipped a switch on. Like a
you just turned
person.
The lights on like a psycho in the middle of the night?
Yes.
Oh, you are crazy. Oh, no, that's a different topic.
No. I don't turn them on in the middle of the night. I'll pee in the dark because once the lights are out, you can see in the dark.
Oh,
yes,
no.
See.
No.
This is,
no.
again, another. Nate, we have to argue with that.
Nate, you look what you started, Nate. Nate, because you are really right, though. No, yeah. Nate has 100% a valid point because the house we just bought was owned by an old family.
And they have night lights
everywhere. They had little battery-operated night lights in like every hallway and corner, and we're like, "What is this?"
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I love it, but what is this?
I have the plug-in ones. I just use the plug-in ones.
They didn't have those.
They come on when the lights go out.
Ah, autos. Nice.
Well, Nate, just I don't know about the nightlight question. I don't have an answer for you. I'm sorry.
But that's a different topic for another day. Look at what you did.
Well, maybe we'll talk about it a different day.
You looking for a job, Nate? You want to produce, bro? You got some good ideas, bro. Hey, you know what? Stay on the line.
No, he's in West Bend. It's too far of a drive. Have a great
not
day, facts. Nate.
Later, Nate.
Have a nice day.
You too. Last but not least, let's get to Saucy Sandra quick. Because I know she's got something to say. I feel bad. We've left her on hold so long. Hey, Saucy.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Well, Charlie texted in our regular and said, I don't do haunted houses either at all.
That's right, Charlie.
But we're talking about
we don't do that stuff because we don't need to be scared. The reality is already scary enough.
Thank you.
You're not wrong. What about you, Saucy? She's not sleeping with lights on. There's no way.
I sleep in my basement. Mm. I sleep with a light on. I will have the TV or I will have my phone on. Yes, I will.
Oh, wow.
But it sucks because then I wake up in the middle of the night and there's no TV or lights on. So I'm in the dark and it scares me, but that's okay.
Did somebody turn them off?
No, I don't know how to get my TV off of the timer.
Yeah, some of those TVs be confusing. You got to go deep through the settings.
Like ours goes off after 4 hours. It just turns itself off.
Yeah, see, I don't know how long it takes, but it shuts off. And it's like, dang it, I'm in the dark. Do I get up to go to the bathroom? Or do I just sit here and suffer?
Where's my remote? Uh-huh. I can't find the remote.
Yes.
This to save power. Rude. All right, Sandra, have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Much love. Bye, guys.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Getting ghosted by a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's not fun.
No, it's not fun, but you know what makes it worse?
What?
When you work together.
Oh, geez. That's really awkward.
Ain't it?
Now you're not friends, and now you got to see each other?
Dog, so... Ugh. Liliana wrote in.
Uh-huh.
And said, a friend ghosted me, but we worked together.
Yikes.
Started a new job a few months ago, 3 months to be exact, and hit it off with one of the girls immediately. She had just started a couple weeks before me, so we did some of our training together.
Mm-hmm.
Started hanging out after work and started to get close.
Oh, they're friends.
Yeah. She recently got transferred to a different department. And shortly after, I feel like she started ignoring me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Rude.
Yeah, a little rude. We eat lunch at the same time, but now she's been eating lunch elsewhere where we used to eat lunch together.
She doesn't like you anymore, dude.
Well, but y'all used to eat lunch together.
But not anymore.
I've hit her up via text, social, and been ignored. But definitely still see her at work.
Oh, she got ghosted.
I'm non-confrontational, especially at work. But have been waiting for a chance to talk to her in person because I feel like I must have done something wrong if it was so abrupt.
Yeah.
How can I bring this up to her and not sound like a crazy person?
Not sound clingy?
Uh-huh.
Like, hi, why'd you ghost me, friend? Mm-hmm. We don't talk about this enough about losing friends. We talk about losing significant others.
Yeah.
We talk about, you know, the loss of relationships. But friendships are a true loss sometimes when you have them and you lose them.
You ever been ghosted by a friend before?
Yeah. It was a nightmare.
Ain't it weird?
Yeah. It was horrible. It was my best friend. And it affected me tremendously. It was in my 20s.
Yeah.
And I didn't think it affected me until I went to therapy.
Huh.
And the therapist was like, well, when did that happen? I'm like, I don't. And then years later, she was mad at me about something stupid. And by then, I didn't care. And we never were friends.
Yeah.
And we were never friends again. It was sad.
I got you.
It was sad. But I have, and it's devastating if you care about them. These seem like newer friends, though.
I mean, the 3 months? Y'all ain't been friends for that long.
Yeah.
Listen, I feel like I got this.
Okay.
I got this in the bag.
You know what the advice is?
But I like a little competition, and I'm feeling competitive. Now, hear me out. I got a flag football game today, so I'm in a competitive mood. You know what I mean?
Yes, but okay, yes.
I'm in a competitive move, so I want to compete answers. Okay. I want everybody's answer. I want your answer. I want caller's answers. I want all these answers all at once. And I want Liliana to decide whoever the answer is the best. Or we'll decide who's got the best answer, obviously.
Fine. We'll take your calls and your texts next. 414-533-1037. We're going to find out what DZ's advice is. And then we're going to find out if yours is better. And it probably is, honestly.
Probably.
Because Liliana wants to know what to do. Her friend ghosted her, but they still work together. She doesn't want to seem crazy, but she wants to confront her friend.
Why don't you want to be friends with me no more?
How come we're not friends?
Why'd you ignore me?
Call me.
Can we lunch together again, friend?
We'll discuss next.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Dang it.
What?
I can see my kids are listening to us right now on the Alexa. It says, I have the Alexa app and it says, continue listening to 103.7 Kiss FM. I'm like, dang it. Now just watch what you say, okay?
Everybody watch your mouth. The kids is listening.
That comes from me, who has the worst potty mouth ever. But you too can listen on your Alexa. Just tell it to pull up 103.7 Kiss FM Milwaukee. Okay, what is your advice this morning for Liliana, who says her friend ghosted her, but they work together? DZ?
Yeah.
You haven't given us your advice.
You know what I think?
What?
I think Liliana needs to let it go, let it go. She ain't your friend no more. Oh,
I kind of agree. I don't feel like this was deep enough. I get why she's bummed, because she had a friend at work she enjoyed seeing every day.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not.
Well, and here's what it is. And what I think people may or may not be missing, I don't know. We'll find out soon enough when we get everybody else's opinions as well. But
Yep. She's
introverted. She's an introverted individual and probably has trouble making friends.
Mm-hmm.
She found a friend that she likes. She thought, oh, we've got something in common. She probably struggles to have things in common with people. It's okay. Somebody else will come along. You can have lunch with somebody else eventually, or you're just going to be a loner at work. Being a loner is okay.
And that's okay, too.
It's okay.
Do you think maybe she's just not getting the hint that maybe her friend just isn't like her that much because she doesn't want to hang out? It's kind of like when you're dating as well and you meet someone new and you think you've got a great connection.
Yeah.
Then you break up and you're like, but what? We had such a good time together. And they're like, I don't like you. Mm. I'm not enjoying my time with you like you're enjoying your time with me. And I don't know how else to tell you that. It could just be that in a friendship form.
Some people have friends out of convenience.
Yeah.
And this could Liliana could have been in a convenient friend location or situation, not location, where now that this person isn't even in the same department, they don't feel like they gotta like rock with you.
It's like
that.
When you're friends with other parents on sports teams because you're in the same spot every week.
Exactly.
Because you love them, it's because it's where you are.
Exactly. I'm not even going through that yet, but I know exactly what you mean. Yes,
well,
it's the same thing.
It's like work. You find friends at work. It doesn't mean you want to be friends with them outside of work always.
Mm-hmm. It's like friends with your neighbors.
Yeah.
Are you really gonna hang out with your neighbors time to time again when they move away? If they move away,
some yes, and
really?
Others hell no.
Really?
That's my point. It depends on the relationship.
Okay, touche. I'm just saying, like, I feel like you're not going to hang out with the same people you work with if you no longer work with them in such a close proximity day to day. And Liliana might not be feeling that way. But, hey, I could have the worst advice of the day.
I'm pretty
confident, though.
Well, let's go to Destiny, because she said she's ready to take you on, and you don't want to go up against her.
What's up, Destiny? What's up?
Throw your hands in the air if you're a true player. You don't want none of this, DZ. You don't want none of this, man.
I want all the smoke.
Ooh, man, you better be just lucky that we on the same side on this one.
Oh.
Nah, that was the word.
I was going to bring it. She better go buy herself some flowers.
Mm-hmm.
I like how the song always goes with whatever the person's problem is. You guys ever notice that? Like the song you play after you read it?
No.
That's how that works.
No,
yeah.
I never noticed. Oh.
Yeah, just like it said, I can buy myself flowers. She better go buy herself some flowers.
Because we played flowers in between.
Right.
That was a total accident that we made it fit the theme.
It does kind of work, though. Destiny's not wrong.
Well, everything we play is about breakups and makeups. So what do you want? I mean.
And DZ, you just said the main words I barely hear. Like, I always kind of hear, Destiny's not wrong. I get that all the time. See, I knew I would have won against you.
Man.
Boom, I just won.
Okay, fine. Destiny, you got me. I was going to say, I ain't say that, but then I was like, no, I actually
did. He's got back pain. He doesn't have the energy to fight you today, Destiny.
I'm not thinking clearly. I need a bacchiotomy, okay? I really don't want to smoke, Destiny. You're right.
Basically, we've hypnotized him into agreeing with us the rest of the week. It's going to be great, Destiny.
It's a wrap.
Have a good day, Destiny. Bye.
I got the energy for it today.
I know.
She won.
It's fine. Nick is calling in Milwaukee this morning. Good morning, Nick.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going. It's going. We try and figure it out for Liliana. I mean, she feel like she lost a friend. She got ghosted. She's not boo-hooing. I'm not trying to downplay it, but she's looking for advice. What you got for her, Nick?
Okay, listen. I know what it's like to, like, lose friends like that. Mm-hmm. And what I've learned in the past, did she say she met this friend at work, right?
Mm-hmm.
I personally, it's okay to be friends with coworkers, but sometimes being close friends isn't always the best idea.
Well, it depends on your positions, yeah, and how it affects. It can mess up everything, the dynamic. Or if you're too close, you don't want to confront them on things, and then you got issues, right?
Right.
Because you know, it's your friend, and you're not holding them accountable for what they're doing because they're your friend.
Because it's the homie.
Right, exactly.
Do it, and then you could disagree on something, and then they're going to treat you like crap at work or whatever it may be.
Yeah. Right. And then you ruin a relationship and a work relationship, a working relationship. And that's
so
too.
You got to be careful when you become friends with someone at work.
Yep. That's right.
I learned that this year, actually. So.
So he can relate. Nick gets it because he went through
this. I get it. But, like, you know, it sucks, but it is what it is.
What made you stop being friends, though? That's what I need to know.
Right.
What made you, Nick, you and your coworker, that you.
Good question. The laugh. He's
spill the tea immediately. Go.
Nick.
Nick's holding back.
I'm going to keep this anonymous, obviously. But basically, my boss got mad at me because I didn't take her shift.
Oh. Mm. So they bullied you into changing positions or what? Sounds unhealthy. Sounds horrible, but hey.
I got... So I had this position... And she was my boss. Mm-hmm. And what happened was
now we're getting to the good stuff. Go on.
So she was my boss. And she recently had a situation at her household.
Okay, you know what? I feel like we're digging too deep. Nick's afraid he's going
to
get in trouble.
Let's talk to him off air. Hold on. We're going to get the team. We're going to report back. I know we cut it, but hey, we feel bad that anybody was invested. Hold on, Nick. Hold on.
He might still work there.
Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying.
I
Nick, Nick, we feel you.
Be done with that.
We're going to talk to you in a second.
Okay.
Nick.
Last but not least, let's go to Karen in Tishigan because we haven't talked to her in a minute. She's got her own theme
song.
Where's
she been?
She's been in Tishigan. Do you like that joke?
She's been in Tishigan.
Where's she been?
Well, she's back again from Tishigan.
Hey. Karen.
Karen.
Colin, I just had to move again.
She had to move again. It's fine. What do you think about this? What would DZ do?
Well,
her friend
ghosted
her.
I was going to call in with a different opinion, but after listening to DZ and the other ones, I think it changed my mind. My first thought was, I would, because you had mentioned that they were getting together after work.
Right.
So it was more than just a work relationship. I thought, next time she goes to lunch, to go sit down by her and say, hey, girl, we haven't talked in a while. How's your new job and stuff? But then, thinking about what the other said, that's very true. You know, if you have a very close relationship with a coworker and it goes bad, then that can cause more trouble. So I guess, now I don't know.
Ooh, but is Karen saying that I helped sway her today?
Possibly.
What?
You could be a cult leader. Look at you right now.
Look at me.
I mean, that's amazing. I hope I say her name right. Tania from Sheboygan said, Tania. Oh, she spelled it out phonetically for me. Thank you, Tania in Sheboygan. She said, I think Liliana's trauma is showing. I think she needs to accept that sometimes not everybody's going to like her. It sucks, but find a new work bestie. Thank you, Tania in Sheboygan.
Mic drop, Tania.
And everyone else, you can join DZ's cult.
Karen's the first.
It's just curious that they were hanging out after work and then all of a sudden she got transferred and now they're not. It's just... The curiosity of me would want to know why.
Right.
But
is it always worth it, though?
Drama, it's not going to help the situation.
She's saying
so.
Exactly. Somebody it's not always worth it.
Somebody texted that in that did they have the other one transferred? Like there was some shady stuff going on.
Oh,
that's where they were going.
Oh, they're digging deep now.
Well,
forget all that. Karen, I'm going to send you the cult application in a second. Hold on.
Bye. All right, 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. If yesterday you were listening around this time, I said that my son had hit a big milestone. We discussed it this morning at 6:30. And if you want to know what it is.
What is it?
It has to do with sleeping in the dark, but you're going to have to go back and listen to the show later if you want to hear all about it, because we already covered this,
that's
okay?
Right. That's right. We don't backtrack. You got to do it yourself on the Odyssey app.
Exactly. So that was a big deal in our house. But then I just took a video. I just am posting the TikTok right now. Right now of you, DZ.
Right meow, right meow?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, he did it, everybody. He did it. What did DZ do? You look like a totally different person today.
Do you really think I look that different?
Yeah, you do.
I mean, I've known you long enough.
You do. You look way different.
If anything, my double chin is showing more.
Oh, my. Is that what guys think about?
That's what everybody thinks about, no?
Well, tell everyone. Tell everyone what you did. Go ahead.
I decided to shave my 2-year beard. So I started regrowing my beard in length after our son Sammy was born.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And he's two now. Over two, actually. Two and two months. Mm-hmm. You know? And then I just hit a moment, hit a wall, hit a sensation, and I went, and it's time to cut it.
You're one of those people that changes your hair all the time, aren't you?
Yeah,
you
I are. Am. I've had every hairstyle under the sun, but this is one hairstyle I have not had.
Mm.
And I'll change my hair, like the top of my head hair. Mm-hmm. I'll change my facial hair.
You did?
All the time. Yeah, I'll change my facial hair all the time, too. I've had mustaches. I've had long beards. I've had short beards. I had little soul patches for a little bit.
Oh, my goodness. You've had them all.
I've had it all, except for this, but
except
I got
for
it now.
This. Okay. Well, if everyone wants to see your before and after, I'm putting it up right now. It's on the Kiss FM TikTok.
Okay. What's our Kiss FM TikTok?
103.7 Kiss FM.
Oh, so it's like basically everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Bet.
Now I'm putting it on the Kiss FM Instagram.
Oh, and we're going to put it on
DZ
the Kiss FM Maritang.
Did it.
I did it.
He did it.
I feel grown. Mm-hmm. So I was at the barber, and big ups to my barber, man. Mondo takes care of me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was at the barber. There was another young man there who's like, oh, dog, like, you look like you gained mm-hmm. a few years back.
Because
Mondo showed him a picture of me with my beard.
Okay.
First, right? Because
yes.
He's been cutting my hair for years.
Sure.
Kid was like, what? How old are you? I was like, I'm 30. He's like, oh, bro, I would have said you're like 24, 25.
Oh, say, that's amazing.
I feel the opposite. I feel about 40 now.
Oh, I feel no.
I feel like having this hairstyle, because I ain't say what it is. I got a goatee now. I feel like having a goatee makes you look older, more refined.
No, I think your beard made you look older.
Really?
Yeah, people were always surprised when I told them you were only 30, and I mean that in the nicest way. I do think your beard made you look older.
Huh.
I don't think it looked bad. I think it looked great.
No,
I loved your beard.
Sure. I don't mind.
I don't think it made you look 40.
I don't care if anybody thought it looked bad anyway.
That's the thing. You don't care.
I don't care.
So that's the thing. So I'm like, whatever. But I put it in. Now it's on. Now you can go see the before and after. I feel better because I want everybody to be able to see it at least.
Well, if you want to go see my cheeks for the first time, then. Anybody's seen them probably ever. Go ahead. My mom will be happy.
Your cheeks. That's what you called them.
Go see my cheeks.
Goodness.
I forgot how many freckles I had, bro.
Yeah.
I got a lot of freckles.
That's what having a beard will do, huh?
Yeah, you forget your face.
You forget what you
look
like.
You forget your face.
Hey, that's what happens to all the women who get mad when they meet guys who have beards and they say, oh, he tricked me. Have you ever heard women say that? They met their man when he had a beard and then he shaved it. She went, oh, hey,
Oh no.
Honey, I'm not attracted to you. It was the beard. So don't be that guy. That's all I'm saying.
Thankfully, my wife still loved me, dog.
Obviously.
She said I look handsome either way.
Well, she stuck with you. I mean, let's be real.
I know she ain't got no choice. Well, she got choices. But she makes the choice to stay with me daily and I love her for it.
Well, go see DZ's before and after. I will now put it on the Kiss FM Facebook as well. But we have a to do Am I the Jerk coming up next, so get ready, because it involves someone who thinks a wedding is stupid and they're only doing it for someone who's dying. I said what I said. Normally I don't get into wedding stuff, but this one's too juicy not to read.
I hear you. I just need to hear it next.
We'll discuss. Kiss FM.
Still think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Well, Sarah wrote into the show, and I'm not changing her name because she didn't ask us to.
Hey, say less. If you don't want to be in the Kiss Protection Program, you don't got to be.
Exactly. Sarah wants to know if she's a jerk for not wanting to attend this wedding that she says is only being put on to please a dying man.
This sounds so awkward, and I'm already sad even thinking about it, but like, what's up?
Completely awkward.
What's up?
She said, hi, Allie and DZ. I'm curious if I'm being a jerk by not wanting to attend my baby sister's wedding next month. My sister's been dating her boyfriend, John, for a few years now, and last September, they had a baby. When they first started dating, there was an altercation between her boyfriend, John, and our older brother that resulted in physical violence. Needless to say, the rest of my family has never liked John as a result. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to last month, and John finds out that his best friend is dying of ALS, and doctors have given him 6 months to live.
Dang,
now
son.
My sister has started planning a wedding that she cannot afford in 6 weeks so his dying friend can attend.
Uh-huh.
I feel as though she's having a wedding for the wrong reasons. A wedding should be about the bride, and this should be about her and John's union as a couple and as a family, but instead they're rushing planning a wedding around John's dying friend
right.
that will take place in the dying guy's backyard.
Oh.
She said, my dad proclaimed that if this he goes to this wedding, he will object and give Johnny peace of his mind.
Bruh.
This has started a divide in our... Well, he beat up his son. Think of the son and the boyfriend.
Yeah, but you that's fine. You don't get the chance to go, I'm going to object because y'all got into a scuffle. Those are grown men.
She said, am I the jerk for not wanting to attend? I'm hoping you guys and the listeners can give me some insight and a broader perspective on the issue. Thanks, Sarah.
Yeah.
So Sarah does not want to attend her baby sister's wedding because she feels like they are only doing it for the dying friend.
Sure.
Nobody likes the guy that she's with.
Yeah.
And she did add more in there about there being other baby mamas and more drama, but I don't feel like that's important. That's too much.
The story
gets muddy, but it sounds like there are other issues with him. It's not just the fight with the brother.
The story is muddy, dog.
The whole thing's muddy.
The whole situation is muddy, and it only gets muddier,
You're
right?
You're getting married to please somebody that's not even going to be married to you? That makes no sense.
But I also hear you wanting to if this is an important person in somebody's life and you'd like to have the wedding while they're still a part of your life and not have them there or not have them not there, I've known people to have to do this. I know people that have not had the chance to do this recently and not so recently. You feel me? So this is a big deal. And we don't get to decide that for some people. If they want to have their wedding because of this friend, that's their prerogative. Prerogative.
I know. Exactly right. If you heard the show yesterday, you get that. I agree with you that it's not about them and it's not their wedding. I do think it would be hard for me to keep my mouth shut if my sister was marrying a guy just to appease his friend who's dying when they don't even have a healthy relationship to stand on. And now we're just doing it for all the wrong reasons.
What if they just do a fake wedding?
But you were wrong about that it's their wedding. Fake wedding.
Just do a fake wedding for the friend.
Why are we doing this at all?
Do the fake wedding for the friend and then actually get married later on when you can't afford it.
Does anyone know if the friend even cares, by the way?
They clearly do if they want to do it.
They're more worried about we want him there, but does he care if he's there? Let's be real.
You think they're mooching because they're letting him use the yard? Like they said it's doing it. In their yard, they're like, oh, we got to do it before he died.
That's even worse.
That'd be horrible.
I don't think that's why. I think they are being impulsive based on some traumatic information they got, which is the guy's friend is probably going to die and they're freaking out, which is, understandable. Listen, we're going to let the listeners decide. 414-533-1037. You got to call or text that number and you can tell us exactly what you think today, okay? 414-533-1037. Do we think Sarah's a jerk for not going to her baby sister's wedding? I could go either way on this, and usually I have an opinion about these, CZ.
I'm kind of set.
All right, we're going to take your calls and texts next.
Think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Sarah wants to know if she's a jerk for not attending her baby sister's wedding, which she says they're only doing to appease the dying man, the best friend of the groom. Nobody likes the groom. The groom's got into a physical fight with the brother. I mean, nobody likes the guy.
Ain't that in the past, though? People can get into physical scuffles or altercations, and you can grow from it.
It is not, because she said at the end, her dad said, if he goes to that wedding, he will object and give the groom a piece of his mind.
And I think that's a little bogus, but okay.
Let's go to Bethany and Racine this morning. Good morning, Bethany.
Good morning.
What do we think? Is Sarah a jerk if she doesn't go to her baby sister's wedding?
I don't think she's a jerk for not wanting to go.
Okay.
Because, and I'm very close with my family. Mm-hmm. Like, me and my siblings are like best friends. And if one of my siblings were making a choice to marry someone just solely based on the same reason Sarah's sister is, I'd be pretty pissed.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think she's a jerk for not wanting to go at all.
Well, yeah, nobody wants to hear everybody hates your baby daddy, even though they do.
That is
tough. Nobody wants to hear it, but even though she knows it.
But at the end of the day,
she doesn't know that.
At the end of the day, who cares? Mm-hmm. If that's your partner, your person, why does it matter?
Well, it's going to matter when they're married and she needs help and support and she's stuck with this guy and the whole family hates the other guy and now they're not talking to her either. You don't want to lose your family. Is the guy worth it?
If your family lets themselves get lost, dog, sometimes I've said it before, the family you get is the family you create, man, mm-hmm. not the family you got.
It's true that.
But at the same time, like, you know, how does she really feel? Like, is this something she's always wanted to do? Has she always wanted to marry this guy? Or is this being pushed on both of them because of the fact the friend is dying?
Letting herself be rushed into it.
Exactly.
That's what the sister said. She's planning a wedding that she can't afford in 6 weeks so the dying friend can attend.
I hear you, Beth. No, I hear you, too. I hear you.
All right, not the jerk? Is that where you're going,
Yeah,
Bethany?
She said not the jerk.
Okay,
absolutely.
Cool. Sounds good. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right. Next up, we got Scott in Edgerton this morning. Scott, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Which way are you going?
I'm going not the jerk, because when all is said and done, from the time we're born, we're all dying. So to turn around and force an issue just because of a person's individual circumstance and try and push something through that they're not ready for in any way, shape, or form. And on top of the fact that then you also get into the fact of medical miracles happen every single day, too. Mm-hmm. So now all of a sudden you're potentially forcing something due to a timeline that's not even necessarily fact.
What if you're the one person who lives longer and you're the exception with, oh, man.
Man, hold on now. Scott got his third eye open on this one. He went, nah, man, this is all in the relevant constructs that don't even matter.
He
not the jerk.
Deep. He said we're all dying anyway, and he's not wrong.
For real,
he's
right?
He's not wrong. We could all die tomorrow, as sad as that sounds. It's true. So pushing it because you know of someone's, that's such an interesting.
Scott, I don't want to agree with you, but
right.
I really am, bro.
Totally
you are quite convincing on this one. I ain't going to cap.
Scott, me and DZ for drinks later. We want to have deep, insightful conversations.
Deep talks, my boy.
Anytime. You got my number for outside.
We do? Okay.
hey, Scott, we got to get you a theme song, my boy. Good take, though. Appreciate
Thanks
the call.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right, let's go to line one because we lost someone, so we're going to get wild here. Hello, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey, this is Lisa in Sheboygan.
Oh, dog, the sigh of relief.
One of our regulars. Nobody that's going to say a naughty word, I don't think, on the air.
It was ringing and ringing, and I'm like, wait, nobody answered, but now I hear everybody, so I guess...
Here we are.
Just stay on the line.
Surprise, you're on the air!
Yay, happy... Wednesday? Let's say Wednesday. Yeah.
Nobody knows what day it is today.
We don't care about what day it is. Ryan tried this earlier too, dude. Okay, listen. All right. Do we think that this couple should not get married? Is Sarah the jerk if she doesn't go to the wedding? We have two not the jerks at this point, Lisa.
Yeah, I'm gonna say she is the jerk.
Ooh, go on.
Yeah, I understand that you don't agree with the reason they're doing it, or when they're doing it, or how they're doing it. But at the end of the day, it's not your decision on how whoever is going to live their life, right? Mm. If they're going to end in a bad marriage, that's on them, and they're going to have to live with it and work through it on their own.
That's true.
But she's going to regret it so much if she skips her sister's wedding in 6 months, a year, 2 years. Like, you're going to look back and be like, man, that was like really crappy. I probably should have gone to my sister's wedding.
Or you go the other perspective, which is the non-optimistic one on my mind.
What'd you
or
say?
The sister is going to get married and go, oh, I wish I hadn't have done that. Like the reverse. You're saying, though, she's going to be worried she missed her sister's wedding. The sister could get married, too, and lose her family and be like, oh, I wish I hadn't have done all that. It goes
man,
both ways.
I'm so mad that I felt decided to start it, and now I'm no longer – I'm in the middle now. I'm worse than I started, bro.
I feel we all just have to come to the same conclusion, which is at the end of the day, it's none of our business who she marries.
Exactly.
That's right.
What we have to decide is if she's the jerk for not going to the baby sister's wedding. And I gotta say, if I had a brother and my sister's dude got into a physical fight with him, I'd be siding with my brother probably all day long, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd be like, I don't know. Am I going against my brother by going to the wedding?
Right.
See?
I still think he's a jerk. And jerk number two is dad. Don't stand up in the middle of the wedding, because if this wedding and this marriage continues to like last and be, mm-hmm. you know, fruitful and have babies and whatever. Well, they already have baby, but then that dad forever is going to be the dad or the guy that ruined the wedding.
Yeah. For real though, I object.
Well, that's what I'm saying. What if the wedding? What if it's garbage anyway? The whole union, and they're going to be done in 2 years.
Lisa dropping all facts, in my opinion. But that, I'm sorry, Lisa. Mm. It still doesn't matter. Decides that it's not the jerk. Everybody else said no, so not the jerk for not going.
That's fine. I stand alone.
No, Lisa. I stand with you.
Somebody said on text,
have
I don't,
a good day, Lisa.
Bye, Lisa.
Say bye.
I don't think it's about the wedding, more so about who the baby sister is marrying. I say not a jerk.
Hmm.
Somebody else said, all I can say is get a prenup.
Ooh.
Somebody else said, what if the friend dies before the wedding? I mean, now you guys went even darker.
But that's the sad part.
They still get married?
If at that rate the friend dies and it's like, well, that was the only reason we were doing
it. Stupid.
Let's go back to our original date. Everybody, stand down. Stand down. Don't worry about it.
I think that we are all coming up with our own narratives, and I love it.
Ain't that the point of am I the jerk? You feel me?
We've all decided who these people are in our mind, and there's no getting outside.
Oh, yeah, I pictured them. I pictured them both. I pictured all three of them.
A backyard wedding for sure. I can see it. All right. We have to give away tickets to Olivia Rodrigo, actually, we got pairs every day this week around 7:45. We're running a little bit late, so let's do it right now. Caller 33, you're going to see Olivia Rodrigo when she comes to Fiserv Forum on March 16th, 414-533-1037. That is the number. Caller 33. You're going to see Olivia Rodrigo. Good luck. Somebody's going to see her. Olivia Rodrigo is coming to town. She will be playing the Fiserv Forum on March 16th. So many people are going to get this for Christmas presents, these tickets.
For real. It's a great present. Let me just talk about a stocking stuffer.
Big time. So let's go to caller 33 right now. Kaylee is in South Milwaukee. Good morning, Kaylee.
Good morning.
What you up to this morning, Kaylee?
Oh.
On your motorcycle? You said riding to work?
No, it's raining so bad.
It is?
It's raining by you?
Wait, let me look outside.
Yeah, it is.
Hold
on. It's really gross out.
What? Yo, okay, so I did see some lightning this morning, but I didn't think there was rain in the forecast. Allie got up to look. She really got up and said, hold on.
And I had blocked our window because I got sick of people knocking on the window when we were on the air when we couldn't focus. But no, it's not even raining near us. So I guess it might be coming our way. But Kaylee, I don't want her to get into an accident. It's pouring by her.
Yeah, for real.
Kaylee, you're going to see Olivia Rodrigo.
Hey-o.
Woo! Thank you.
Congratulations. You and a friend can go see her at Fiserv Forum on March 16th, which is next year, and we'll be here before you know it.
Thank you so much.
What's your favorite Olivia Rodrigo song? Should have done this every day.
Right
this
now,
week.
Vampire, but I'm actually going to be taking my daughter, who knows them all.
Oh, her daughter, not her friend. A daughter. How old's the daughter?
That's cool.
How old is your daughter?
My 8-year-old's going to be so happy.
Oh, 8. Okay.
Oh, that's going to be a perfect mommy daughter date.
It is.
Congratulations, Kaylee, to you and your daughter.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hold on, girlfriend. Oh, geez,
okay, thank you.
It's hurting my ears.
Boy, that rain is coming down hard.
It's really coming down by her.
Goodness
we're going to get her
gracious.
Info. We'll have another chance for you to win tomorrow and Friday. Two more chances this week around 7:45. You know you want to go. She's coming to town. And by the way, I finally got the video of you up on Facebook as well, the Kiss FM Facebook. DZ.
People want to see my cheeks?
He changed his whole look big time. Go see the before and after right now. Kiss Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
I might be overthinking this, but I feel like Dancing with the Stars upped their budget and got bigger stars. And what I mean is, these aren't people that are Brad Pitts, but they're big enough that they don't need to do Dancing with the Stars, which makes me wonder how much money Dancing with the Stars is ponying up to make, because the casts were getting lame there for a while. Okay. It was like nobody was interested in these casts. They were too D-list. You have to have somebody. You have to have the ringer, I should say, of the year.
So would you say we're back to like B-list?
I think we're doing really good. Allison Hannigan, who not only was band camp girl on American Pie, but she was on How I Met Your Mother for years. Allison Hannigan's going to be on the next season. I'm like, she didn't have to do that.
Yeah, I guess that's
surprised.
True. That's true.
Barry Williams from the Brady Bunch, not a surprise. These are the type of people they normally cast.
Well,
okay?
Barry like in the 70s,
bro? Yeah, he's old. Jason Mraz, a singer, he's going to be there. Now, Mira Sorvino, who I get hasn't been in anything, but she was an Oscar winner. She's going to be on Dancing with the Stars. I'm like, that's a lot different from the D-list Bad Girls Club people you had on two seasons ago. That's a step up.
I don't know who Mira Sorvino is.
Do you know who Tyson Beckford is?
Oh, of course I know who Tyson Beckford is.
Oh, you say that. Like, to me, they're like, you know, I don't know.
Are they synonymous?
I don't know. They're both famous in my mind.
I don't know. I mean, I guess like some of the names are more recognizable, but I don't know. I'm more excited for the Mauricio Umanskis of the world to be there.
Okay, hold on. I have to tell our listeners. DZ said he was excited about Mauricio, and I said, and he brought up Buying Beverly Hills on Netflix. I go,
I like his show.
I go, that's not what made him famous. He's Kyle's husband from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We all know that. And nope. DZ was like, I've never seen this guy before. So it's funny to me, he has a whole new audience that doesn't know he's already a star.
I just like
who
his
watches
teeth.
Netflix show. He's a big character on Real Housewives too. It's
is
not
he
like
really?
Yes, it's not like he's a back burner husband. He's involved in the show for
oh,
years.
Wow. Well, he was good on camera for his like his real estate show. Well, so it makes sense. That's funny
there
though.
If you watched Beverly Hills, you know that he fought with Kathy Hilton and them over Hilton has their own real estate company. Remember Hilton Hotels?
Lost me.
Kathy Hilton.
I mean, I know obviously the Hilton family.
Paris Hilton's
the
parents.
Hilton family. I get that.
They're all related.
All of these.
Mauricio
I know
is
that.
Paris Hilton's uncle.
Oh.
And they had a falling out because he started his own real estate company against the Hiltons, and they're all family.
I only watch the shows
That's
for
why
the
it's
houses.
Like
just show me the houses.
Yeah. And then obviously we have Ariana Maddox from Vanderpump Rules. Yes, I'm here for that. And Jamie Lynn Spears has been cast.
That is cool. I like that, man. I've been seeing her in a few different things. She just did another reality TV show where she trained as like a Navy SEAL for some time on like a show with Dwight Howard out of all random people. Yeah, well, for real. And Montel Jordan. Random.
Montel Jordan's on this season?
One of the Spice Girls was on there too. Not on this season. This is Dancing with
like,
the Stars.
Different
show I just saw Jamie Lynn Spears in.
I've
been seeing her again and again. So I'm like, man, she's making a comeback.
Well, she's trying.
Good
after
for her.
All the Britney disaster went down. So, and Alfonso Ribeiro will still be the co-host, if you didn't know. He's a co-host of Dancing with the Stars.
You know Carlton's still going to bust a move. He can't not dance.
It's good for him. He needed a job. This is a good gig.
I'm mad at him.
Leave him there. There's your cast for Dancing with the Stars. Yeah. Oh, you got a hidden talent? We'll be the judge of that. We'll decide if it's a talent or not.
Yeah, we will.
Why? Because we said so. That's why. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, live from the AdamDeputy.com studios. Just a reminder, not only are we giving away Olivia Rodrigo tickets at 7:45 this week.
Big give.
But you can go to our website. There's lots of winning happening there. We have tickets to Rod Wave and 2C up for grabs on 103.7KissFM.com.
Mm-hmm.
Want to see that show at the Pfizer Forum? You want to go try to win those? You can sign up for our team for the Susan G. Komen Walk this weekend. We're all going to be down at the Summerfest grounds for that. So come join us there. Or you can try to win a trip to LA for our special We Can Survive concert. So lots to win. Just go to our website.
Listen, don't get lost. 1037kissfm.com. That's the place to go. That's the place to win. But you already know what we're doing.
Exactly. And now I would like to talk about very special talents. Do you have one? Is it useless?
Do I have one?
Is it really a talent is what we're going to decide today. DZ?
Well, this got inspired because the other day, man, I was at home, right? And y'all know it's the season where we've got bugs and critters and
windows open.
Windows open, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Our door happened to be open for just a second too long.
Yep.
And a fly got into the house.
Ugh, the worst.
Now, most people might have like a fly swatter or have their own method of grabbing a fly.
Mm-hmm.
I got a hidden talent.
What's your hidden talent?
I'm a fly whisperer.
What does that mean?
I can catch flies like I'm trained to do it. Like I'm talking
with
about
your
like,
hand?
With my bare hands. I am a fly ninja.
Okay, Mr. Miyagi, take it up a notch and use some chopsticks now.
Well, I ain't that experienced.
You're not Mr. Miyagi.
No, I ain't Mr. Miyagi. I ain't waxing nothing on or off. I'm just catching flies
but
over here.
But didn't he catch flies with chopsticks? Wasn't that the whole thing in the movie? Was he went... Psh- He caught it with a. I thought he caught him with. Anyway.
Well, did he? Was there.
That was the whole thing, was he could catch flies.
I don't remember the fly moment. I remember
Trust
him
me.
Painting the fence. I was more closely related to Daniel's son.
Well, if you ever hear the Mr. Miyagi reference with catching the fly, it is a thing.
It's from. Okay. I'm sure.
But anyway, you have this talent. Go on. Let me hear more.
My talent is that I can just snag flies about the air. Man, and if you spent enough time around me, you as my wife.
Okay.
She knows I could do that. I've trained my dogs to be aggressive towards flies. I don't like flies.
Nobody does.
I'm not a fan. Now, I'm not sitting there like I'm not necessarily killing them. Mm-hmm. Like I'm not smashing them. But I will take them if I get the chance, release them outside. And if not, I'll just pop them on the ground.
Oh, okay. Well, I can catch them when they're moving slower. Do you know like when they start to die because they've been in your house too long and they're like,
oh, no.
And I'm like, ha ha, sucker.
Got you now.
Coming for ya.
Nah, bruh. Nah, you wait till the oxygen starts running out.
Pretty much.
I get them ASAP. I'm talking about I turn into a hunter. And it doesn't matter that my back hurts. I'm on point with it. I don't play these games. I'm talking about I am a fly fighter. Fyaw, 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 fyaw. Fyaw, fyaw.
I don't think it's a useless talent, though. I think it's a very useful talent.
Really?
If I'm being honest, if I had someone who could kill flies like that, like you, this is great for the studio.
Huh? Yeah.
I mean, I would love it. I have a fly swatter at home.
Right.
But...
Well, most people I feel like would just use the fly swatter.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
You'd think.
But I didn't always have a fly swatter, and I've always disliked flies. So I go out of my way to up and grab them. I will climb the couch. Mm-hmm. I will make myself look crazy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I want to hear other people's useless talents, even though I don't think yours is useless.
It feels useless to me.
414-533-1037. That's the phone number to call. If you have a useless talent, we want to discuss. DZ can catch flies with his hand.
Not my mouth, my hands.
His hands, everybody. I wouldn't judge you. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, no. You know how dirty flies are? I wash my hands immediately after I touch a fly. That's how dirty them mugs are, man.
Thank you to whoever texted in that I was correct about Mr. Miyagi. He was trying to catch a fly with his chopsticks and wasn't able to. Then Daniel's son sat down and boom, he caught the fly with the chopsticks.
Ooh.
Thank you for that text, Kathleen. I needed that.
Somebody remembered the movie.
Well,
good thing it wasn't
me. You weren't even alive when The Karate Kid came out, DC.
Yeah, I was.
It came out in 84. You were not alive.
10 years before me.
You were definitely not alive. All right, let's talk about what we were talking about. Useless talents. DZ claims he can kill a fly with his bare hands.
I could just catch them out the air as they fly. Quick like that.
I can't wait to see this in action one day. Anthony is in Milwaukee, though, on 2 this morning, and he says so he has something to add about you catching flies.
Okay, Anthony, good morning, man.
Hey.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so my talent, I'm with DZ on the flies. I've got I have a pretty good strategy. I could literally, kill pretty much any fly, almost with distance.
Okay.
What do you do? Do you use your bare hands too, or you got a different method?
I do. I use my bare hands. So what I do is when the fly, and I'm gonna tell you my secret here.
Oh,
when the fly lands.
Yeah.
I think the flies they could feel your when you're moving fast they feel the air so
yep,
they
you gotta
yep.
move slow
yep yep
that's
yep.
right mm-hmm.
But when they land if you move slowly very slowly over them it's like they don't feel you or whatnot you move very slowly over them and I get like really close to where they have no room and I just smash them
and
it works every single
everybody
time.
Listen Anthony backs that. that fly the size of your fingernail into the corner before he kills it, everybody. Because he's gonna, they're too fast.
And he be waiting, but he's like a, is. He goes into hunter mode. I know Anthony be crawling through the house, crouched up, ready to go. Wait, he said, this is where to go.
You know what?
He's behind the blinds. Got you now, punk. Bow.
Somebody said I spray flies with Clorox bleach. Well, that's another take on
it. Oh, dang.
But
okay.
Then, listen to this one. Somebody said, I don't have a talent, but I kill spiders with a vacuum. Go ahead, DZ. Tell them the secret.
It
doesn't kill the spiders.
It doesn't kill the spiders. It just vacuums them up, and then eventually
they
crawl back out.
Come on.
Hey, if you think you're doing a service, go ahead. Me and Anthony going to keep our ways over here.
All right. Thank you for calling, Anthony, a.k.a. the other Mr. Miyagi on the phone this morning.
Have a good day, man.
Have a good day. Nisia's in Mount Pleasant this morning. Good morning, Nisia.
Good morning.
So, how we feeling? What's our useless talent?
Share with the class.
All right. So, I learned this, like, funny voice thing from a friend when I was younger. And I share it to people, and people don't believe that it's coming out of me. So, I just thought it would be funny to share on air this morning.
Yes,
please.
Because I was so into your conversation with the fly stuff. I use a fly spotter, by the way.
Nisia, we don't care. Give me the voice.
Nisia, right. The flight. Okay. My talent's useless. I want to hear your useless talent, though. Right. Are you ready?
So this is how we going. Yes.
So I cleared my voice. Like,
whirl, 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 whirl.
No, you're not. That's not you, Nisia.
That wasn't what I was expecting.
It sounds like one of those toys, you know, like the
Is she gonna? Are you gonna say anything though, or do you just sing?
I can't talk like in the voice, like because it would be like weird. I make like noises with it, like methods, like melodies.
Men everywhere are like, "What are you doing?
What are you
with
doing
throat?
With your?"
Settle down.
Hey, yo, everybody chill out right now.
I was saying so she could eat when she goes out to eat with men.
Oh, got it.
And they like to eat. That's all.
That's what she meant, Nisia. Come on, Nisia.
Okay, family show.
I can't do it. God, dang it, Nisia. Now you got me trying. That does feel useless, but I love it.
God, it always goes this way. Allie goes dirty. DZ's trying to do the sound, and here we are. Welcome to Allie and DZ.
The trick is like you just say girl over and over until you say the sound. It's just weird.
I mean, what is that? Do it again.
So it's girl, 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 girl.
Do I sound like her?
Nope, neither one of us do. Do I sound like her now? That's a unique talent, Nisia. I think you got us beat on that one.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
You bet. Thanks.
Later.
I love it. We could do a whole segment of call in with just sounds you can do.
What's the useless sound you can
be? In radio, it'd be hysterical. Another day. Let's go to Mila because Mila's always got something to say. Mila, good morning.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
Do you have any useless talents?
I do. I can tell the weather with my hips.
Come on.
No.
No, I'm serious. I have like super duper bad arthritis in both of my hips. Uh-huh. I'm getting my hips replaced starting October.
Oh.
Congratulations. Yeah. That's a big deal.
Yes,
changed your life.
I lost enough weight to do it.
Good job. I'm not all fat no more.
Yes.
Go Mila.
But yeah, so I knew it was going to rain yesterday, the day before.
Oh, you did because your hips told you and your hips don't lie.
Yes.
Hips don't lie.
Literally, when I get up and I can't barely walk, like literally like no pressure and it hurts.
Yeah.
The rain's coming or it's going to snow. It depends on what season we're in.
And you know it.
Mila said, ooh, the weather.
You know when the temperature drops.
The weather changes.
When it goes from anywhere between 10 and 12 degrees, I know because I get up and I'm stiff as a board. I can't move.
You sound like, I don't want to say old people, but because we're probably the same age, but you sound like when old people are like, I can feel the weather in my knees, my joints.
Yes.
Like, it's the same thing.
I feel like I can feel that. You know it's getting cold when the leg starts hurting like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You need tight.
Yeah, for sure.
You have to pay attention. So when I get the hip and the knee pain, we're definitely getting snow.
Ah, she knows because her hips don't lie. Her hips don't lie.
Hey, there's two people's hips that don't lie.
It's her.
it's Mila.
I got something for you, Mila. Turn me up over there, DZ. I'll stop because that might not be the clean version. Mila, thanks for calling.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.